In the city of Birmingham, there are 23 communities, and within those communities, 99 distinct neighborhoods. And where someone lives can play a big part in what he eats.
When you leave here, you're going to get in your vehicles and stop by either Publix or Western or Winn-Dixie or Piggly Wiggly to pick up a few things for dinner tonight. But the people who live in La Camada, in neighborhoods like La Camada, they don't have those options.
Never heard of La Camada? Don't feel bad. Neither have I. I'm not even sure how to spell it, since I can't find it on a map anywhere. But Birmingham Mayor William Bell says it's a small part of town that points to a much bigger problem, food deserts. Now, food deserts have nothing to do with cactuses or rolling tumbleweeds, so get that out of your mind. Instead, they're large areas with poor access to mainstream grocers offering an array of fresh fruits and vegetables. There may be plenty of food in a food desert, but it's soda, chips, fried food, high fat, salt added, all the stuff we're supposed to avoid.
If you're getting most of your food at the dollar store or the gas station, chances are your diet is not very good. And over time, if that's what you're relying on, your health is not going to be as good as it would be if you were eating healthier foods that would support that healthier life.
That's Mari Gallagher. She's a researcher who specializes in food deserts. The group Main Street Birmingham hired her to study the city block by block. And what she found was that 88,000 Birmingham residents live on blocks that are food deserts. That's 43 square miles of no easy access to fresh fruits and vegetables. But Dr. Jamie Ard isn't so sure the idea of food deserts holds up in Birmingham.
Well, we like stories that are simple. So we like the headline that says it's a food desert and that's why people are overweight, or people can't exercise safely, that's why people are overweight, or those types of things make it easy for us to digest.
Ard, who is a physician and nutrition sciences professor at UAB, says unlike New York City or Chicago, where food desert research was pioneered, 93% of Birmingham residents have a car and can drive several miles to a grocery store.
The number of people who might be significantly impacted at the individual level, I think, could be limited.
So just because you have a car doesn't mean you have the time or the gas money to go two or three times out of your neighborhood around the mountain ridge to find the healthier grocery store to get the food to bring it back home.
Mari Gallagher says convenience is a huge factor. If a dollar store or a convenience mart is much closer to a person's home, he's more likely to shop there than travel several miles to a traditional grocer. Access is one issue. Price is another. Jamie Ard's research suggests there's not much price difference for fruits and vegetables bought in Birmingham's lower-income neighborhoods versus more affluent neighborhoods. But Ard's study didn't look at the quality of fresh produce in those communities, and Mari Gallagher says often in food deserts, it's not as good.
I was traveling on a project, and I played a little game with myself. I said, well, let's see if somewhere along my route I can find a banana to have with my lunch. And wow, it was one of the hardest things just to find a simple banana. When I finally found one, it looked like it had been kicked around a little bit. It was kind of half brown already, a little bit mushy.
People on a tight budget often complain that fresh fruit and vegetables aren't the best deal because they spoil faster than packaged goods. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Alabama has some of the higher fruit and vegetable prices in the country. It's also one of only 13 states to tax food. This means that Alabama's working poor often pay a greater percentage of their income for food than other, more wealthy Alabamians. For WBHM, I'm Tanya Ott.